Blog Talk Radio.
This radio show contains adult language. Parental discretion is advised.
All you got to do now, I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on IQ, because it's steady get funky. When you got a subject and a predicate, add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express you, I don't smoke weed or sex.
Welcome to the Geek's Corner.
Good evening, welcome to the Geek's Corner. I am Chris Moore, and this has been a little bit while since I've done the show. So, want to get something that I need to speak about on what happened on last Saturday at MPX Wrestling, Metroplex Wrestling, at the last show called Hell to Pay. And it was a phenomenal show and shocking betrayals and shocking returns. So I'm going to get that to the results of what happened on Saturday night. The first off, the match was the Kingsmen along with Nigel Rabbi took on the tag team of Kyle Hawk and the Unplugged Killer, Jason Silver. And it was just incredible match. And then, unfortunately, there were some circumstances and miscommunication between Hawk and Silver. And apparently, Kyle Hawk walked down his tag team partner, and the Kingsmen had scored the victory. And after the match, Jason Silver just got on his feet and been interviewed by MPX announcer and ring announcer, play-by-play commentator, Cody Cox, and asking about the opportunity for the MPX prospect title. And I thought about it, he did, and the minute he got quiet and walked off. And the show got started, and everything was going well. And also, there was good matches between Stephen Kirby and Keith Lee. Keith Lee brought out his powerful defenses, but in the meantime, Stephen Kirby brought out his potential size. As everybody knows, that he is known for his suplex potential, and apparently walked out the match and got him count out. And unfortunately, Keith Lee won the match by count out. But I know this will be the last time these guys will ever be in this ring. And one of the matches I never thought in a quite years that it's had to be like months in the making is between Scott McKenzie and the main event Mike Fox in a Three States of Hell match. Three States are considered as a leather strap match. Then the second fall was a candlestick match, and the third fall was necessary, became an I Quit match, where both men had scored one pin each to that tie. McKenzie won the first fall, Mike Fox won the second, and then lead to an I Quit match. And I Quit match was so brutal, and Mike Fox took McKenzie to a whole nother level. And while he was after Mike Fox used the MF-er and put him to a true good submission move and make Scott McKenzie to say, thank you, I quit. Now, something in that questionable, I'm going to get to what I just say on my Facebook page about the risen of the faithful. I get to that after this. And then McKenzie lost the match. And then all of a sudden, Jason Silver comes in and cashes in his prospect title opportunity, like a title shot that he had the right to cash in anytime, any place. And it took two moves to finish out one minute, and then Scott McKenzie used a tombstone pile driver, thought he's going to win the match. And
okay, sorry about that. Had some technical difficulties, but I'm back.
And also want to talk about the other half of at the intermission between the match between Trust Funds members, Victor Tatlock and Joey Garcia, took on one half of the Flying Jackasses DC. And it was supposed to be an actual tag match, but unfortunately, due to the circumstance, Frankie Fisher, the Flying Asshole, could not compete due to a concussion that he received last week by the hands of Jerome Danes' cousin, Xavier. And Frankie Fisher is so helpless that he can't do anything about it. So he had to watch the tag team partner, BC, to fight on his own. And unfortunately, he did what he ever could, but the Trust Fund was too much for him, and the Trust Fund became the two-time NPX Tag Team Champions. And during the match, Keith Lee tried to do what he can to take Frankie Fisher's face, but fortunately, he was cut off. Brian Steamer Kirby and sent him to the back, and that's where now the Trust Fund has go once again. And now that he's two, one half of the main event is the match everyone was wanted to see between Teddy Hart and the Unholy Gregory James. The Terminator versus the Unholy, that's the sign I made last week. And the match was so physical, both men didn't get injured. It was very tough, hard contest. It shows that both men got guts, and Teddy Hart knows for what he can do in the ring, and Gregory can know what he do in the ring. But at the end, Teddy Hart came out the victory. And after that, that shows some signs that maybe this match would be a few, maybe over, but never know what time tell for both these men for the next opponents, so never know. And now for the main event, the NPX Championship between Outlaw Randy Ray versus the current NPX champion, Flawless Jerome Daniels, leader of the Trust Fund. It was a good physical match, and right before that, Randy Ray was accompanied by former member of the Trust Fund, Jamie Aller, and Jamie was being, you know, just being cool, staying by Randy Ray's corner the way he can, and watching Randy Ray can get the title away from Jerome Daniels, and knowing that he can be the champion. And is a master so physical. And Jamie Oliver got in the ring and started manhandling Jerome for the blame that got him fired from the Trust in the first place. And the match was going good, and all of a sudden, nobody didn't know, but if people didn't know, Jamie Oliver, being Jamie Oliver, was Jamie Oliver, used the belt, stabbed Randy Ray in the back, and got Jerome Daniels to win. And he can still is the NPX champion. And with the possible way that I never thought that this would happen until the whole arena shut the lights off. And there was a video about greed. And that was it's described as far as Jerome Daniels, you know, not just Jerome Daniels, but the whole time member of the Trust Fund. And then that familiar music hits. And we saw a logo of an F, and knowing that darkness has come to Metroplex Wrestling. It did before in PCW, Professional Championship Wrestling, years ago, and a dark cloud just flowed in into the Metroplex Wrestling, into the minds of the NPX addicts. And all of a sudden, the man we all know, the main event, returns as the Dark Messiah, Mike Fox, came out with a black and red robe, and he didn't come alone. He brought two members of the original faithful, the Angel of Wrath and the Angel of Misery, James Johnson, and all of a sudden, a new members had came. Lee Fang, formerly known as the Chinese Warrior, now known as the God of War, and the man, Mike Fox, the man that Mike Fox had beat early that evening, has Lee Christian as the God, as the Angel of Death, Scott McKenzie. And that shows that that Trust Fund is in a whole new ball game against the Faithful. And the Faithful had cleaned house, and Mace had used one of my favorite moves that he haven't done in a while, his finisher, the kill shot on Joey Garcia. And then send the Trust Fund back to know that there's a new war coming in MPX. And main event, well, not main event, but the Dark Messiah shows that this is not the promotion you're trying to kill, because this is a promotion that we are trying to save. And it shows that the trust fund are all guilty by associated of money and greed, because everybody knows that money and greed is the root of all evil. And I was hoping that if the members of the trust fund, if they listen to the show, would give me their earned expressions about what happened on Saturday night. But unfortunately, they would. If they would know to be on the show, I would take my time to ask them about what's really going on with the situation with the faithful and what's next about it. And I was just hoping in the right time, but unfortunately, well, I'm trying to get in touch with one of the members, but they decided if they had some prior commitments or they decided they want to not come to the show to talk about it. But who knows? But one thing that led to the side that I want to really talk about is the faithful. The Faithful is a faction that started in PCW, and I think it goes back in 2007, I believe, if that's true. And the Faithful was only started with Mike Fox. And if I remember correctly, it was Mike Fox who went from main event to become the Dark God. And I remember that one match that he did with teaming up with Action Jackson, and I think there was a handicap match, and I think that's why I knew about the whole situation. And then all of a sudden, Fox turned on AJ, and AJ came back in the ring and started making, you know, all the remarks about him being second best to anything, and became this absolute god of his own destiny. And then that's when he formed the Faithful. And for those who don't know about the history of the Faithful, I'm going to tell you a story. The Faithful had started, like I said, in PCW, but it started with two original members, or three. It was Claudia, known as the Angel of Mercy, and it was the first incarnation of the Angel of Death, Colossus. Everybody knows who he is. And this one's a very surprising member, the Angel of Sin. For those who don't know who's Angel of Sin, that is the man who known as the Angel of Sin is now Brian Wilcott. You know, Big Daddy Young. And that was the first incarnation. And then the second incarnation was Mike Fox, Claudia, and Katie. And then Wally Darkman joined them due to a stipulation. And in the stipulation in the other cross part, that if he were to defeat James Johnson would have no choice to leave PCW. If James Johnson wins, and Wally would stay in the Faithful, and then Wally beat James Johnson in the match, and then sent him out of PCW, while Wally Dalton remains out of the Faithful, and then that's when all the tables started to turn. And then talk about Mace. The Angel Wrath. He was known as Mace Malone, a former SWAT team member, and he was one of the biggest fan favorites of all time. And he turned on Action Jackson right after his match against, the main event, Mike Fox, in the Last Man Standing. And then he came out and hit him with the chair. And that's what's the birth of the Angel Wrath, with silency and no remorse. And then that's the same night that Mace became Angel Wrath, and then the same night. And Wally Darkman took on Mike Fox that night, and then here comes James Johnson, and he turned his back on Wally, and then that's when he became the Angel of Misery. And then right after that, Tim Storm, we all know Tim Storm is a great veteran and known for his in-ring skills, and he is also the current NWA North America champion. And he became the angel of death, and that's a second incarnation to that character. And that's when the Faithful became the most dangerous, dominant group of all professional wrestling. And lead to the dominance and know what they can do. And years have passed, and then all of a sudden, the group has started disbanding. They now go to separate ways. And that's back in 2008 or 2009, I believe, they started disbanded. And that's when the Faithful was the last thing we ever know to be heard again, until last Saturday. The Faithful has rise from the wisdom of hell, and they now have a mission, is to rid of the trust fund, because I know there's going to be an epic war, and I thought that this would be something that between both factions. And to see what's ahead on November the 7th, next Saturday. And this will be one of those, I have to say, this is going to be the best feud. We don't know much more. And I'm looking forward for this kind of epic proportion between the Trust Fund and the Faithful. Okay. And also, I want to say that I heard that there's some my good buddies from East Texas, the Leagues of Lion Wrestling, have a good time on the weekend for one that for that East Texas Tyler Comic Con. I think that's what I heard. And the League of Lion Wrestling probably have a tremendous good weekend. And I'll also give props to Chris Preston for winning a great promotion. And I would take that back. The name of the place is called the Tyler Rose City Comic Con in Tyler. And I want to say that Chris Preston is doing a hell of a job winning a promotion. And for those who don't know who I lead, it's Alliance Wrestling. Go to their Facebook page, League of Lion Wrestling on that page, and find out about the talent. And there were some wrestlers who formerly wrestled out of TEW, Texas League Wrestling, that have my time with them for back in a couple of years. And I only had like three matches there, but that's all I knew. But they won a good promotion, and I hope y'all check it out. And don't know what to say about it, but I'm just saying that the weekend was very epic. Oh, yeah, check this out. This weekend on Halloween, NWA IHWE presents Tales from the Ringside live in Crowley, Texas. And if you want information, go to IHWE, Texas Professional Wrestling, on Facebook. And I have a huge announcement about the wrestlers going to be there. The Texas Lion, Carson, and the NWA North America Champion, Tim Storm, the current NWA World Heavyweight Champion. And it's going to be there. We all know his Jack Stane. And the Red Dog, Rodney Mack, Charlie Haas, and my mentor, the man who tells me about the good and bad things about professional wrestling, David Fuller. He will also be in a match one last time against Barrett Brown. Will be in a street fight, which is going to be very epic. And like I said, it's this Saturday, October the 31st, at the Crowley Rec Center. And tickets is $20 for front row, $10 in general admission, $5 for kids ages 3 to 12. But like I said, go to that page, ISWEProWrestling.com. I mean, not .com, but on that Facebook page. Yes, excuse me, I'm just a little bit tired, and I've been busy all day. And I have a big announcement. Not only that VIP, not only that MPS is next Saturday, but I'll get next Friday. It's VIP Wrestling Present Hostile Takeover. It's originally supposed to be the name show Raising the Bar 2, but instead it's Hostile Takeover live at the Night of Columbus in my hometown, Arlington, Texas. And y'all got to get the tickets on www.prowrestlingdallas.com for the tickets, for VIP, for everything. And I want to let you know that it's a stack of cards that everybody else will not miss. And for the VIP title, and Dirty Andy Dalton defend his title against the whole Fox and Joe, A.R. Fox, and Ray Death Row, one half of War Machine Ring of Honor, would take on another crack machine making names in Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, Brian D. Mother, well, actually, Brian D. F. and Cage, and the Battle of the Machines, and this will be epic, in the first blood match. The Ultraviolet Beast Masala would take on Pretty Boy Keith Lee, and this will match with, this is like a score to settle from the last show in the tag team match where Masala team up with Ray Rowe, and Keith Lee was teaming up with Shane Taylor as the Pretty Boy Killers, and the match that went out to a no contest. So this will be a first blood match, so this is one match that everyone wants to see. And the Vet Club, Tim Storm and A-Pac with Rick Manning, let me get to that, took on Unholy Complex, Gregory James, and Jason Silver, and the VIP tag team titles, Absolute Arrogance, Ricky Starks, and Houston Carson, would take on Barry Brown, and Americos, that's how I pronounce it right, and also the American Gangster. Lou Gotti Stirrup would take on one half of Steel Money, Payday, Ryan Taylor. And also, there is an 8-man scramble match for a VIP wrestling contract. Don't want to miss that. And also in action, Bo Brady will be in the house, Scott McKenzie, Juwan Daniels, Christopher Hayden, Bree Ann, Ken Steele, and many more. And also let you know that there will be also a giveaway tickets to WrestleMania 2 tickets for pre-sale tickets holders who had that purchase of their tickets before Wednesday, November the 4th. And if you want to get WrestleMania tickets, all you got to do is buy the purchase tickets before Wednesday on November the 4th. And I only got like a few minutes left. This show ended. Well, at least that. I don't know, but I think Trust Fund is not going to be in the show tonight, but when I get a chance to, I want to have a few things I need to say. I want to say that it's been one busy weekend, and I have fun, and I know that everybody else had fun that weekend. I want to say a few shout-outs. Want to shout-out to Caitlin, if she listens to this. Want to say I love you like a sister, and I know you had some quite emotion thing on the weekend. I'll let you know that I'm always here. If you want to talk about everything, just me and Yvette will always be there. And I also want to say thank you to Craig Mack, and who took me out of the AC, who had a good time at ACW last month. I want to say that's the best thing I ever got, man. I want to say thank you. And also to my cousin, Brandon Mason, one of my funniest cousins I ever met. And I want to have, say that you're the greatest cousin I ever had. A good wrestling fan, hang out with, very funny. And I also want to special thanks and shout out to Teddy Hart to have a good conversation with at the Impact show, and hanging out with Richard Hill, hanging out with Keith Lee, hanging out with James Johnson, hanging out with all the guys. And want to make a special shout out to the luckiest lady that ever met, and I really show her how to have a good time, and I know she's listening to this, and I want to say that you're the best thing that ever happened to me, and I've been going through some emotional times, and you showed me how somehow true good life to have a good time with, and I never had this fun in for so many ways. I want to say that to Yvette, I want to say I love you, and you're amazing. You're an inspiration, and you're everything that I wanted, and everybody likes you, kids like you, and I hope that whatever what good future we have together, and you're the best thing ever to happen to me. I want to say thank you, and it's just that so emotion I have. And And every time I think about this at day to night, you're always there, mind, body, and soul. And I want to say thank you for that. And I want to end this show a little bit early because I have so much stuff that I need to take care of. And I want to say to those who listen to radio, thank you. And I hope I get some interviews with wrestlers and non-wrestlers and upcoming shows. And this is one of the first times I've ever done in a while for a couple weeks. And wherever we continued to do what we can and let you know that all us, that we are true wrestling fans and we are people and we are humans. And I want to say to NPX Addicts that on the next show, on November 7th, on Saturday, Wicked Wage, and live at the MPX Arena. Go get your tickets at that page at Metroplex Wrestling, or go to MPX Wicked Wage on that event to purchase your tickets. And car coming up, and we'll see what's going on with the situation between Trust Fund and the Faithful. And I want to say that it's been a pleasure. If someone listens to the show, it's an honor and a privilege. So I'm going to end the show with a rap. I want to say good night and stay geek, my friend. Geek.